You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's Marlon's Dreaming with Showman. We've got Samisi in the studio. Kia ora, Samisi. How are you this morning?
Hey, good, good.
Nice to have you in. Oh, nice to have you here. And awesome to be talking about brand new song that's out today from Marlon's Dreaming, featuring the wonderful Ernie Bell. It's called Earnestly. Tell us a wee bit about this collaboration. How did it come about, Samisi?
The collaboration came about. I met Amy at a party, and we sort of didn't really know anyone at the party, both of us.
Nice.
Not too well, at least. And so we kind of just talked amongst ourselves, and small chat became something bigger, and we kind of hung out again, and it was great. And then I actually really loved Ernie Bell's album that she had already had out, which I just had on repeat. And we were doing a song that was kind of, I guess, had a likeness to some of her music, you know. Mm-hmm. It had some slide guitar in it and had a kind of an energy that was kind of slightly lucid, if you like. And so I thought maybe she'd be awesome to sing on the song.
Yeah.
And I asked her, and I really kind of, I thought that she might say no. She's quite hard to read.
Yeah.
And I honestly thought, oh, this could go one of two ways. But I thought, what's the, you know, may as well ask her, you'll never know. And she said yes, so pretty stoked to have her singing on the song, honestly.
It is awesome. It's a really perfect fit, and I completely see what you mean about there's some shared sensibilities with Amy's own work that kind of come through in the kind of structure of the song as well. What were you thinking about when you were structuring this track and writing it? Because it's definitely very much a Marlon's Dreaming song, but there are some new sounds and ideas that you're kind of playing with in here. What was on the, I guess, the vision board or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been about 3 years or so since we've released anything. And over that time, my music taste and everyone's music taste in the band has kind of just, I would say, has gone 180 degrees, you know.
Mm.
So, or maybe not 180, 360. But
Some change in degree.
Something, 540.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. You know, we're not going backwards. But
yeah.
I think we've been listening to a lot of pop music, or at least
cool.
I have.
Yeah.
Pop music and country music and major chords and really soft music.
Stepping out of the minor territory.
Yeah. I don't listen to anything with heavy guitars or loud drums, really.
Mm.
I haven't done for the last maybe couple of years.
Yeah.
I still do, but, you know, not predominantly.
Yeah.
And so I think that probably influenced the song the most in terms of the sonic direction that it took. And honestly, we wrote the song and I was going to sing all of the parts, but it just didn't work. Like, it felt weird, me singing all of those lines. And so
yeah.
Once Amy came in, Ernie Bell, she just brought such a different character to the song, you know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of this haunting,
mm.
kind of really confident, but also kind of naive, and it sort of, it just changed the whole way the song flows. And
yeah.
And I feel like I sound a lot more sort of confident in my voice alongside her in a weird way. And so it was actually really cool to have that unfold like that.
That's lovely. It's so awesome when working with somebody else, especially someone who you've not collaborated with before, can really unlock like a new relationship to your own making as well, and also to your own to your own voice. I think being able to hear that is a really specific and really interesting experience. Did you kind of recognize that in the process? Did she come in and do her piece, or did she send it to you, or how did you actually kind of put those two together?
She came in and we tracked it at Roundhead Studios in Auckland, and we started by just back and forthing with email and voice memos and you know, figuring out how it could work. It took a while to find the right sort of the right style, I guess, that, you know, the right octave or and sort of inflections on melodies, but yeah, it definitely wasn't like completely easy, you know. I feel like it's always hard collaborating, just trying to read people constantly.
Yeah.
But I think she did a really good job, and we also kind of got to a point where we're very open with each other and able to kind of say, no, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
This does, and I think she can be really straight up, and so can I, and so we kind of worked in that,
yeah,
in that way.
That's awesome. That feels like a really great collaborative space to be in. What else has the band been broadly working on? Has it been quite a fruitful writing period for you guys? Recording? What's in the pipeline?
Yeah, we don't have a release really, album wise yet to announce, but we have been working on a lot of music. a lot of recording. My parents have a place in Wanaka.
Oh, cool.
Down south, and so we took the band down there and kind of set up all the instruments and just did some home recording. And honestly, this song, most of the instrumental of the song was recorded that way with Stevens on the guitar, and he kind of engineered it, and he's sort of a engineer producer and does a lot of stuff.
It's good to have one of those in the band. Yeah,
yeah, it's really great. So that's been a real kind of like shift for us. Having that person in the band is kind of amazing, because yeah, it means we can record anywhere.
Yeah,
and actually have it sounding like we want it to sound. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah, we've been doing a bunch of recording and hopefully can sort of get things together and consolidate it.
Exciting. We'll be watching that space for sure. It was so great to have you guys down at the Beer Spot last month, or whenever it was. Time is weird, especially over Music Month. We were talking about this before we came on air. There's so many things happening every day. I'm not actually sure how many weeks have passed, but that was such a fun afternoon. And there were some new songs that we heard you playing, and they sounded really strong. So I'm excited to see what this new chapter is going to be.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
Where can people get Earnestly featuring Ernie Bell?
Where can people get that?
Yeah, where would you prefer them to get it?
Well, we have it on Bandcamp. I feel like that's a pretty good place to start. But we also released a music video today on YouTube. So if you feel like it, you can peep that.
And what was in the kind of discussions around making that music video? Because I know some people have both things come at once, and some things are two separate worlds. What is it to you, that video?
Well, once we had this song in one finished form, and especially with the addition of Ernie Bell, I kind of felt like the trading duet, the sort of almost ode to an old country sort of romance duet, but still being quite modern, I felt like it needed to be a rural tavern.
Yeah.
And so I tried as best I could to piece that together at the Greyland RSA and
The rural tavern of central Auckland, you know. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I feel like in a way it's recontextualizing, which is what we're doing with this country song.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Well, go check it out today. Go buy it on Bandcamp. Thank you so much, Samisi, for coming in and speaking with us. This is Earnestly from Marlon's Dreaming featuring Ernie Bell.
Something I gotta know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.